Change of plea means that the person is going to go in and generally admit to his wrongdoing, take responsibility for what he did, and receive an appropriate sentence through the court. It's done usually between the attorneys originally, and then the judge will review it, see if the sentence meets the state sentencing criteria, and if it does, we'll impose that sentence.
There seems to be some benefits to it. Number one is, let's just say you avoid the necessity of going to trial.
Going to trial is a very expensive thing for the taxpayers. I mean, to bring a jury in is basically $10,000 to do that and try a case here. So it's not so much balancing the cost, because the state certainly recognizes that that is part of doing business, but it also is a benefit to everyone else. The people involved, whether it is the defendant or whether it is the victim, get to see justice done within a reasonable time.
Sometimes faster than waiting for a trial.
Without the stress of having to wait, without the stress of having to testify and stuff, is very frightening for some people. And it becomes a benefit for everyone if someone takes responsibility and allows everyone to move on.
I have to also gather that it's a benefit for your office specifically because of the caseload that you and Mari Carpinetti, the other ADA in town, have before you. How many cases does your office have?
Probably 400 to 500 open cases.
Between two attorneys?
Between two attorneys.
So change of plea certainly helps out.
Certainly does. But by the same token, you know, we're trying to fashion these within the guidelines set by the state, in which it benefits everyone. You know, we want change of pleas that focus on rehabilitation for those who are capable or shown that they are interested in rehabilitation, because that benefits everyone, the community, it benefits the individual, and ultimately it'll end up benefit the victim of whatever offense it was.
When someone changes a plea and enters a plea of guilty instead of pleading not guilty on through a trial, do you think there's a benefit to that person to stepping forward and saying, I did do this and I am going to pay the consequence for it? Does that person come out of the system better than being convicted after pleading not guilty all the way through the process?
I believe so, yes, because, again, you're getting somebody who has now taken responsibility, and he gets the recognition of his friends, neighbors, and the community, you know, that this is a guy, you know, made a mistake, made a bad choice, but got up there and said, yeah, you know, I did something wrong, and this is what I'm doing to help fix it. You know, I'm going to be on probation. Somebody's going to help watch over me a little bit, but I'm also going to do these other rehabilitation factors, such as I'm having an alcohol or substance abuse evaluation, and I'm following any recommended treatment.
Are you getting the support of the victims in these cases?
Yes, we do. Very large percentage. It's very rare that a victim doesn't support it, because we are, again, allowing them to move forward. They're no longer under the stress of trial and waiting. Sometimes the hardest thing to tell a victim is it's being set down the road again. You know, there's going to be 2 more months before it comes to trial.
And I think that's
kind of a very stressful thing for them.
Sure. Maybe you can give a few examples of some. There was even one, I think, today that involved a DUI.
There was a change of plea today that was a DUI, and again, there's things that he has to do. He has to go and have a substance abuse evaluation. He has to do up to 60 days of inpatient treatment if that's what's recommended. You know, he loses his license for a period of time of usually 3 to 6 months, whether it's first or second offense. He's going to have to deal with the interlock device, and he pays a fine that is $1,500 for the first offense. He also has a mandatory amount of jail time that he has to do, set by the state. And so, yeah, there's a lot of taking responsibility. When somebody takes that DUI, like the TV commercial tells you, it's about $20,000 that you've just grabbed onto.
It didn't look cheap and it didn't look easy, but he seemed to agree that it was his responsibility to accept these. And he was the now convicted, I suppose. Didn't seem altogether too upset. He seemed like it was a day of reckoning for him.
And that's oftentimes what you see. You know, it's kind of a relief for these people to be able to get up and say, yeah, I made the mistake, and this is how I'm fixing it. I now have a plan to fix it.
How many change of plea proceedings do you think you've fielded or your office has handled here in the last couple of weeks?
It varies day to day.
But it's been dozens.
There has been dozens done. We have been working hard with the local attorneys. Both their office and our office have put in long hours to address what was kind of a backlog of cases that had kind of got set back for various reasons of staffing levels, problems for both offices. And now that both are fully staffed, we've really worked hard to address them and see that the benefits come to not only the defendants, but to the victims and to the public itself. The public doesn't benefit from these things hanging around in the air all the time, and nor do they benefit from a trial after trial after trial at $10,000 a shot.
You seem to support the idea of rehabilitation through either sentences that have a little shock value or getting somebody out of jail quick enough that they don't get into a lingering mode in custody. What are some of your thoughts about what you've seen lately in the past few weeks?
Jail is warehousing somebody. That's the last alternative. When society no longer knows what really to do with you, I can't fix you anymore. That's what we do with people. We warehouse them. It's expensive, and I and a lot of other people don't want to just give up and say there's nothing that can be done, realizing there are a few that is the only option. But otherwise, I think we try to develop programs that will help them and help people make choices that are different.
In many of these change of pleas, there's a lower sentence for the agreement that the person will plead guilty more often than not. Is that correct?
There is. But again, it has to be fashioned around something that's going to say that this is going to be different. I'm not going to give somebody a lower sentence just to save a few dollars on a jury trial. It has to be fashioned so that the person knows when he goes in and pleads guilty that the community doesn't accept this kind of behavior and he will be held accountable for it. In the cases where there is probation available and stuff, we're being a little harder about holding you accountable. If you said to the community that you weren't going to do these kind of things again and you go and do them again, we're going to hold you accountable for that time. We gave you your chance.
These are on instances where someone's on probation and they violated it with another offense.
In change of pleas, many times there will be probationary periods and there will be probationary restrictions.
Just ask you a final question about this. So with the change of pleas that there have been a number of in the last few weeks, your office seems to feel it's a good approach. It seems to my eye that you have the support of the defense attorneys out of the public defender's office. The judge seems to support the sentence recommendations. It seems like a win-win for all parties.
That's what we hope to do. It really is the goal, is to make this a win-win for everybody. And the biggest everybody is the community. It always goes back to that. These are the people who are responsible for our existence here. And they're the ones who suffer first when things go wrong. And be able to make this preventative rather than reactive is really the long-term goal here.
Well, Duke, thanks so much for coming by to help us understand this issue a little bit more. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the future.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave.